Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function optimally in the kingdom of heaven through the application of its timeless principles. We've been speaking about walking in the supernatural with a focus on kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural. And we've been dwelling on the sixth key, which is that you should be filled with the manifest presence of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. We have spoken about benefits of this, supernatural benefits of being filled with the Spirit. In our last episode, we spoke about the benefit of the presence of God, the manifest presence of God acting as a supernatural shield around us. Today, we continue with the same, and this would be the 13th benefit of the manifest presence of God, of being filled with us, with the Spirit of God. Overflowing. And so this is it, that's supernatural confidence, that the manifest presence of God grants us supernatural confidence. Let us look at the scriptures concerning David. The scripture said this after when David was anointed as king. This is what the scripture said. This is in the Old Testament. It says, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, it says, So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. So you see this, that David is, the Spirit of God is upon him now. And so let's look at the benefit of this now, the supernatural confidence. So when you go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, the next chapter, chapter 17, verse 32 to 37, and then we'll go to 45 to 49. So 32 to 37, this is what the scripture says, 32 to 37, it says, David said to Saul, let me give you the background. So what happened is that there's a champion named Goliath, the Philistine, who was challenging the Israelite army for many days, and no one could stand against him. And so David spoke about who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of God. And so it was heard, the intelligence agencies of those days heard, and they reported the matter to the king. And so David was called. And so this is what happens now when he's in the presence of King Saul, who was the first king of Israel. So 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 32. It says, David said to Saul, Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been fighting. He has been a fighting man from his youth. But David said to Saul, Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This circumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, Go and the Lord be with you. So you see, speaking about the presence of God. And David has already spoken that the God, the Lord who delivered him from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver him from the hand of the Philistine. See? Then now when you go to verse 45 now, it says that David said to the Philistine, that's now when they're facing Goliath, he says, David said to the Philistine, You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all you into your hands. Then now you see what happens now. So it says in verse 48, it said that as the Philistines moved closer, as the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. Reaching out into his arm and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone without a sword in his hand. He struck the Philistine and killed him. So you can see that this is a situation which looks impossible. That David is a young boy, a shepherd boy. And there's a champion named Goliath, whom the entire nation was afraid of. And he was a giant, actually. And so, because of this threat to Israel, it appeared like there would be shame, and there's nothing that could this nation that is the nation of the Lord God, that nothing could be done to intervene. But God had raised a person. God had anointed David, as we saw in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, when Samuel anointed him as the next king. So the anointing of the Holy Spirit was upon him. And with that anointing, when he was behind the scenes, he had killed a lion and he had killed a bear. Because of this, the anointing granted him supernatural confidence. The presence of the Holy Spirit in his life granted him supernatural confidence. And so, with that same supernatural confidence, he was certain that he was going to be able to take out Goliath, the threat that was the national threat to Israel. As we have read, you see the way the Philistine seems like he was just going to even cast David and by his gods, and he was saying that if you read earlier verse, which I did not read, in verse 43, it says that he said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cast David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I will give you your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." So you can see he believed that he was going to be able to defeat David because he was just looking at him as a small boy. He did not know the supernatural backing that David had. You see? And so, but David was saying, "The way you come to me as sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." So he was coming with the presence of God. He had a revelation of the presence of God. And with that revelation, he had conquered the lion and the bear. And now he was coming out to conquer Goliath. In fact, before all this happened, he told Saul in verse 36, says, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God." So he's saying he was sure that this was just going to be one of those victories that he has had. He was going to add to his victory. So you can see what happened. That because of the presence of God, the being filled with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God being upon him in those days. See, in the Old Testament, we speak about the Spirit upon. In the New Testament, we speak about the Spirit within. The Spirit abides within us. It doesn't just come upon us and leave. So the Spirit of God was upon him in those days. He was and being filled with being empowered by the presence of the Spirit of God upon him. He was confident. He had supernatural confidence that he was going to conquer the Philistine, just as he has conquered the lion and the bear by the same confidence. So as you can see there, the presence of God, the manifest presence of God, grants us supernatural confidence. And if you read the scriptures, you find that concerning Peter, for example, you see that Peter was in the book of Acts, you find that Peter, when Jesus was crucified, he denied Jesus three times. He was afraid of what will happen. But after the day of Pentecost, he was now filled with confidence. So that even when they were arrested and put into prison and they brought before the Sanhedrin and they were telling them not to preach Jesus, he was telling them, "Judge for yourself whether we should obey God or we should obey God rather than men. And they decided they are going to continue to obey God. And they prayed and asked God to give them, to be able to proclaim the word of God with boldness. So he had supernatural boldness by the Holy Spirit. See, I'm reminded of one of my mentors was preaching in a church that I was in many years ago. And he was speaking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he spoke about the way he used to be timid and he used to be shy. And he was praying within that time. He started praying. He had learned about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then he started praying about it and praying about it and praying about it. And then the day he was baptized with the Holy Spirit, he said that his life, that he gained supernatural boldness. And henceforth, he has always just walked in supernatural boldness, supernatural confidence. You see? So the manifest presence of God grants us supernatural confidence. If you are living in fear, you have to ask yourself, are you looking to yourself? Are you thinking about your, especially for the people who you battle with self-concept, with the beliefs about your attributes, the beliefs about your the perspectives you have about your qualities, you see that every time when people are experiencing this, God will give them the assurance of his presence. Like that's what happened to Moses. Moses was cowardly at that time about going back to Egypt to face Pharaoh. Then he was said, God told him, I will be with you. When Jeremiah spoke about Jeremiah chapter 1, when Jeremiah spoke about his inability to be able to execute the mandate that God was giving him as a prophet to the nations, and he was saying, I'm only a child. God says, do not say I'm only a child. Then he told him that he will be with him. God was telling him, I will be with you. Even for Gideon in Judges chapter 6, when Gideon was speaking about not being able to take on the mandate of leading the Israelites as a judge, as the angel of the Lord had appeared to him, God had appeared by as a form of an angel with a message about that. God told, and he was saying the way he was arguing, the way he was, that he was from the least clan and he was the least, you know, this from the smallest clan and he was the least in the clan. You see, God told him, like, I will be with you. So the cure for fear is supernatural, is being filled with the Holy Spirit, is being filled with the manifest presence of God, getting a revelation of what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, getting a revelation of what it means to be filled with the manifest presence of God and actually being filled with that manifest presence of God. And then you go out in that sense that you know that it is not just a motivational thing that you tell yourself, that this is real. This is real. This is about going with God's confidence. We're going to be explaining in a few episodes to come, we're going to be explaining about how to be filled with the manifest presence of God. The thing is that just like you saw, David was anointed by Saul, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And you see, for Peter and the apostles and the 120 disciples, they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and something changed supernaturally in them. You see, they became confident supernaturally. So in the same way, so the thing is, like, when you get a revelation of what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or being filled with the manifest presence of God, and you actually walk in the fullness of the Spirit, you walk with this manifest presence of God, then you are going to be able to conquer fear. If you don't turn to now leaning on yourself and leaning on your qualities and thinking about what people will think about you and thinking about, because you see, that's self-centered. It's just about you. You're not thinking about God. When God sends you on a mission, he sends you with himself. When God has assigned you to occupy whatever it is the assignment, even if it's just an assignment of being a parent, being a spouse, it's with the presence of God. The presence of God is, he will grant you supernatural confidence if you get the revelation of who you are in Christ and of who you are carrying. Who you are carrying. That's God himself, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the manifest presence of God grants us supernatural confidence. Being filled with the Holy Spirit grants us supernatural boldness. So as we conclude this episode, I would like you to ask yourself, are you walking with supernatural confidence? Or are you the kind of person, if you're a kingdom citizen, who lives in fear? And you think about yourself, think about your qualities, think about how you are not able to do things because of yourself, because you're just thinking about your capacity. You're thinking about, and your capacity may even be good, but you're just thinking, you're living in fear. You see, are you that kind of person? Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of criticism, fear of death, fear of suffering, all those kind of fears. You see, are you living because you're just looking up to yourself and your natural capacity, instead of connecting with the supernatural confidence that is there in knowing that the Lord is with you, that Jesus Christ lives in you, and if you are baptized with the Spirit of God, if you are filled with the Spirit of God, walking in the fullness of the Spirit of God daily, then therefore you are with the revelation of that, you can walk in confidence. Which one are you living? Ask yourself, which side are you living on? On the side of fear, or on the side of a supernatural confidence, supernatural boldness? If you have been blessed by this episode, I would like you to subscribe to the same so that you don't miss any future episodes. And you can also share the same on your social media platform. You can share it so that, because you never know who might be interested in the message and who might benefit from it, get the revelation of this insight, and walk in the supernatural by supernatural confidence by the Holy Spirit. And you can also share the same with a relative, a friend, a colleague, a member of your church, maybe even your church ministers, and so that the body of Christ can be built up and be inspired, so that we can walk in dominion over the kingdom of darkness. Otherwise, I'll say to you that may God bless you. May you continue to get a deeper revelation of what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, what it means to be to walk in the with the manifest presence of God in your life, and the attendant benefits, particularly of today's episode of supernatural confidence, the benefit of supernatural confidence by the manifest presence of God in your life. God bless you.